Hi, this is Stay, and I am your host, Takesha August. On this podcast, you'll hear conversations and content dedicated to trust, love, and honoring our intuition, from birth to motherhood, from work to womanhood. Collectively, we will be cultivating peace, joy, confidence, and community, the foundational elements of thriving in a well-lived life, and sharing some laughter along the way. Here's to new patterns, healed hearts, and becoming the masters of our own self-preservation. You are invited to stay with your heart, with your body, and with me. Welcome. Hi, friends, and welcome to Stay. This is Takesha, and this is going to be a solo episode. This episode and several following will be just you and I jamming out together about some topics and issues that have been really close to my heart. I really want to deepen into these conversations around healing, because what I have found in my observations, in my work with my clients over the last several months since we last spoke, is that there's a lot of conversation out there around healing and what is healing and what this person says healing is and what that person says healing is, and buy this thing to heal and eat this thing to heal and go to this place and take this trip and do that. Like, there's so many different messages out there around healing. And if you are truly lost in this process, this journey, you're really, really trying to dig yourself out of a sticky space in your life. Maybe you're still weeding through the really tough and difficult emotions that I think a lot of us had to deal with on the heels of COVID, right? I know I wasn't the only person that kind of felt like, oh, we're in isolation. Oh, we're all wearing masks. Oh, there's all this conversation about, you know, this vaccine and that vaccine. And this is not a conversation about vaccines or masks or not. But that whole era, like, it was a really heavy 3 years. And then all of a sudden, things are supposed to be normal again. And if you are a human, you have a nervous system, you have a heart, you have a mind, you have a body that is still holding onto all the stories that came about during that time in our own lives, the losses, the gains, the celebrations, the wins, the shifts, the pivots, so many things, right? And now there's even more conversation around healing that doesn't always land. And it's true that you can hear the same message many times from different sources, and until you hear it from the right voice or the right source, it won't fully land. So I just want to kind of have another conversation about healing. And to be quite honest, I wasn't intending to launch another episode of the podcast until this summer. And if you've been following along, I've been reading my mailer. And this, as I was writing this week's Self-Preservation Sunday mailer, I realized I had a lot more to say about how to begin the healing process, right? And it was gonna be a dissertation. No one wants to read that. And to read that and provide the audio for that may as well be a podcast episode. And so I thought, let's just hit record, because the reality is there are no rules in this interweb space. We're all just kind of going along with it. We're making up the story as we go. We're building the plane as we fly. We are sewing the parachute as we fly to the ground. And that sounds awful, right? But We've all heard the really weird twisted metaphors, but I'll spare you that continuation of all the things that are popping up in my head right now, because I want to jump right in this whole 5 minutes into this podcast episode. I'm going to digress again for just a second. I'm one of those listeners who I start hearing another podcast. I love podcasts. I listen to a lot of them, and maybe one day I'll, you know, talk about all the different podcasts that I listen to. It's a wide array, and I find that my mind wanders when people have too long of an intro, and I'm like, who cares? Who cares about your life? Who cares about where you were since the last episode? Like, get to the point. Like, what is this all about? and here I am doing exactly that. But I missed you. I've missed having these conversations. And that's exactly why I didn't want to bring in a guest. And like I said, I was not planning to launch another episode until season 3 this summer. But here we are, because life is happening and healing is happening. And in all the conversations that I've been privy to and been a part of and been at the front of over the last many months, the question that I continue to see and hear is, okay, so sort of maybe know what healing is, but how do I do it? Like, how do I start? What does that even mean to start? And long story less long, if you're just here for the first 6 minutes of this episode, is everyone's healing process and journey is unique. I mean, womp womp, like, how helpful, thanks. But also, it's true. And there can be so many different remedies and how-tos, and even the things that I'm going to share with you on, you know, how to begin if you have no idea where to begin. That's still just my take on it, and there are so many different takes. And so I highly encourage you to take on the process that resonates most deeply with you, because that's the process for you. We're all on this life journey together. We're all walking each other home. And the way in which we walk is going to feel and look different for each one of us, right? And so all that to say, do you? And you're also not alone in this journey. So here we go. We should know by now that our healing journey requires a lot of patience. It requires a lot of self-awareness, self-love. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some ways that you can start the healing process for yourself. Okay, so number one, acknowledge your pain. And granted, not everyone is walking around with a bunch of pain, right? And three of us could have been in the same scenario and same situation, and not all of us are going to have experienced that same stimuli or interaction the same way. One of us may label it as trauma. Another one may have completely forgotten it altogether, like it wasn't even that important. And another person may have seen it as not that bad. Of a situation, of a scenario, right? So again, we're all unique. And if there is a story, there is some stuckness, there is some pain, it's okay to acknowledge that. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you, you know, a victim or victim-y. You can have been victimized by someone or something, but that does not make you intrinsically weak or fragile or not enough. And that's easier said than done, especially if you are a woman, especially if you are a woman in a black body or a brown body, right? But the first step, in my opinion, is to acknowledge your pain. It's okay to admit that you are hurting and that you need help. Sometimes we try to push our pain aside and ignore it. But this only prolongs the healing process. By acknowledging our pain, we can start to work through it and find ways to heal. This is where the art of self-preservation comes in. So you might know that I teach a workshop every quarter called The Art of Self-Preservation. If you are inside of my virtual space, Momkind, you are aware we do this together. We move through this process together. And from the moment I began teaching this workshop about 8 years ago or so, I realized very quickly how necessary it was to be in front of or hone in on not only why feeling is necessary, but how to feel our emotions and to allow ourselves to experience them fully. By doing so, we can digest them, allow the residual nutrients of those experiences to nourish our internal fortitude and add to the scaffolding of our own burgeoning wisdom. Then we can move forward in our healing journey. Number two, find a support system. Who are your people? Not the people that are dumping on you or pointing out all your flaws, making you feel too small or not good enough, making you feel like you've got to reach some level of approval in their eyes, but really supportive people who are willing to hear you, to see you, to sit with you without judging you outwardly. I feel like intrinsically as humans, we have a filter that you can call judgment or not, but I think we all judge. But it's what you do with that judgment filter. Like, are you going to be nasty with that judgment? Like, it's just a natural thing to walk into a space, to interact with someone and have a judgment. And a judgment doesn't necessarily mean bad or good. It's just an assessment. But there are people in our lives that judge us outwardly. We can feel their judgment. Their judgment is heavy, right? Those aren't your support system people. Those people might be in your family. They might be a part of what you think should be your support system, but they don't have to be your intentional support system. And healing is not a journey that we can take alone. As bell hooks so brilliantly said, rarely, if ever, are any of us healed in isolation. Healing is an act of communion. Amen. It's important to find a support system that can help us through the difficult times. This could be a therapist, a friend, a family member, or a support group, online or in person. Having people who understand and support us can make a huge difference in our healing journey. Cultivating and strengthening our own art of self-preservation also involves surrounding ourselves with people who uplift us and inspire us to be our best selves. We all deserve to be in spaces that honor us, and that we should create boundaries that protect our emotional well-being. Number three, practice self-care. Okay, listen, before you're like, okay, self-care. But self-care is an important part of the healing process. And I think by now, most of us realize that it's about a lot more than just taking a bubble bath. Although that's a pretty delicious practice when we incorporate healing rituals, some herbs, and as many senses as possible in the experience. It's important to take care of our physical, emotional, and mental health. This can include things like getting enough sleep, exercising, eating healthy, and taking time for ourselves. I believe it also includes acknowledging how you feel, checking in, because some days might require a deeper pause, a slower pace, silence. Some days we might need to sit and touch and place our hands on our own bodies and say, I see you, I hear you, I feel you. I am safe. I am loved. I am here. Intentional care of self can help us feel better and more equipped to handle the challenges that come with healing. And caring for ourselves well, spaciously, lavishly, and joyfully is not selfish, but rather it's necessary for an optimized sense of well-being. By prioritizing self-care, we can recharge and show up as our best selves for ourselves. Number four, forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is a key part of the healing process. Holding on to grudges and resentment can prevent us from moving forward and healing. I remember the moment I released myself from holding the resentment and sadness I had towards my father. I spent the majority of my life in waiting and longing and feeling rejected and betrayed because of all the promises my younger self remembered that were never fulfilled. I was sitting in front of my boyfriend's apartment about 11 years ago, talking to my father on the phone. I told him about my fears of commitment, my struggle trusting men throughout my dating life, and how I used to make up stories about him when I was little so I didn't feel like an outcast among my friends who had traditional nuclear families. He didn't hear me. Instead, his response communicated to my adult self that he didn't have the capacity to be who I needed when I was a child, and he was yet to even fully develop into manhood at that time. My parents had me, and they were teenagers. And in my wisdom and study and all these years that I've lived in my adulthood, I've also learned, and many of us have learned, that our brain isn't even fully developed. Our sense of self isn't even fully developed until we're about 25 years old. So I was brought into the world by these teenagers who were still trying to figure themselves out. And as a result, my younger self felt a lot of heavy things that defined every relationship that I had well into my adulthood. And it's easy to feel hurt when you imagine the person was aware of the harm they caused, right? To take it personally and wear it like this painful, heavy cloak that you carry into every room you enter. But when you can see and feel the complete disconnect, it no longer feels personal. And you realize that heavy cloak had someone else's name on it all along. Forgiveness frees you. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened, but it does mean letting go of the negative emotions that come with it. Forgiveness is a gift we give to ourselves. By letting go of the past and forgiving ourselves and others, we can move forward and create a more aligned future for ourselves and the people that come through us, come to us, and live around us. And the last tip number 5, is be patient with yourself. Healing takes time. In fact, it never ends. It's okay to take things one step at a time. In yoga, we say pade, pade, one step at one time. Don't be too hard on yourself if you don't see progress right away. You've done the journaling, you've done the meditations, you've done the yoga classes, check, 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 check. You got the therapist, check, check, right? But how present can you be in your process? Can you sit and listen to what your body is saying, to what your heart is saying? Healing comes from being fully aligned in our mind, in our heart, in our soul. Are you saying what you really believe? Are you living in the way you really believe? Are you moving through life according to the values that you truly hold? Or are you walking around masquerading as someone that you're not? And it's okay if you are, but acknowledging that to begin with, like, you know what? I'm not even being who I really am. And that doesn't mean you flip the bird to everyone in your life and F the patriarchy and screw all these people. Like, no, it's not about that. Being in integrity with yourself and who you are and your heart will really bring you to a baseline essence of joy, of peace, of steadiness. The ego gets melted away more and more and more each day that you are living in alignment. And remember, healing is a journey. It's not a destination. And I also think healing is cyclical. Just as the seasons come and go, the moon and sun do their dance to honor the days and nights, so should we honor our own timelines. Trust your own process and believe that you are capable of healing and growth. It can be easy to justify staying stuck, spinning the same stories, recounting time and time again that this is just who I am, all the while blaming the ghosts of our past or the dreams never fulfilled for our dissatisfaction, challenging relationships, difficult circumstances, etc., etc. Now, don't get me wrong, those stories are addictive. And releasing them or allowing them to move through us and into the world in a different way also means allowing certain relationships that were formed through the bonding of our traumas to also move through and possibly out of our lives. And if our stories are healed and our relationships no longer fit our wholeness, then where do we belong? What will take its place? That's scary stuff. But remember, healing is a journey that requires patience, self-awareness, and self-love. By acknowledging our pain, finding a support system, practicing intentional self-care, forgiving ourselves and others, and being patient, we can move our bodies, minds, and spirits into alignment with the path that was designed for us from the start. And like I just said, that alignment brings healing in ways we may not even be able to imagine for as long as we are on this ride called life. As always, it's my pleasure to share, to connect and grow alongside you as we do the work of staying with ourselves, no matter what. Until next time, take very good care.